Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Everett Drow has filed a lawsuit against Al Roker and Jennifer Lopez, claiming their new Spike TV reality show, Big Easy Justice, falsely labeled him as a Grand Theft Auto suspect and then targeted him in a nationally televised manhunt last year. According to the suit, he hadn't committed Grand Theft Auto, nor was he a fugitive, as the show claims. Everett also claims that he was battered into signing a release agreement. He's suing for unspecified damages, claiming that the show not only ruined his reputation, but caused him injuries and cost him his job. Rapper Chief Keef is getting some tough love from his hometown, as reports claim that Chicago police are punishing anyone caught putting up promotional posters for his upcoming album, Finally Rich. Police said the posters are a direct shot at the men and women who put their lives on the line, and they plan to cite anyone who's putting up posters on public property. Meanwhile, the police union VP told press that Chief Keef is being hailed as a hero and called the posters a slap in the face to the officers in the area. L.A. Reid is leaving The X Factor. "I've decided I will not return next year," he told Access Hollywood. "I have to go back, and I have a company to run that I've kind of neglected, and it saddens me a little bit, but only a little bit." Rapper T.I. is launching a new global humanitarian campaign, which will support homeless veterans. Give Like a King aims to create the information campaign to address the need of homeless veterans. T.I. said that he'll explain a strategy to facilitate housing and supportive services for veterans across the country. In more positive news, rapper Big Sean has launched the Sean Anderson Foundation. The nonprofit will focus on improving the lives of youth in his hometown of Detroit. The mission of the foundation is to assist in health, education, safety, and well-being of Detroit area school youth, Sean said in a statement. "I want to use my awareness to improve the situations in our school systems." Usher's song Climax has beat Psy's 2012 anthem Gang Miss Out, and Carly Rae Jensen's pop smash Call Me Maybe to be crowned Time Magazine's 2012 Best Song of the Year. Gangnam Style and Call Me Maybe came in second and third place. While Taylor Swift's We're Never Ever Getting Back Together and Parquet Court's Master of the Craft rounded out the top five. Other artists to make the list included Nicki Minaj, Kendrick Lamar, and Frank Ocean.